Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has threatened white farmers in his country with severe violence if they provoke black squatters on their land. More than 600 white-owned farms have been seized by peasants and veterans of the guerrilla war against what was then Rhodesia. President Mugabe is refusing to enforce a court order that the squatters should be evicted. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports the very old issue of land is at the center of tremendous political and economic turmoil in Zimbabwe.
Pierce Nickel drives along some of the 50,000 acres of prime farmland he owns. At one point, he stops to shout orders to some of his 1,200 workers in their local Shona language. Nickel is one of the largest landowners in Zimbabwe. He owns 23 farms and accounts for two-thirds of the country's soy production. The way Nickel sees it, his family's investment in time, sweat, and money here makes him a son of the soil.
I am a white African because my mother's side of the family come from South Africa, and they were 1820 settlers, and the family's been in Zimbabwe plus or minus 120 years. I think, like most early colonials, opportunity for a better life, and some were, as I say, definite opportunists, you know, looking for gold, anything they could get for nothing, that type of thing. And that, I think, is what brought most of the white people into this part of the world.
Nickel typifies the white farmer in Zimbabwe. In a nation of 12 million, 4,000 white farmers own 80% of the arable land. When African veterans of the Independence War started invading the farms, Nichols was high on their list.
They came here, they came uninvited, they came in force, which was very frightening for my young son, who's never been military trained or been confronted by a mass of people, where I am used to those sort of things, and we felt that that was firstly very wrong.
More than 300 war veterans and peasant farmers took over Nichols Farm on March 13th. In an open field just inside the farm's entrance, some of them debate how they should react to Nickel's rejection of their offer to take the worst land on the farm for themselves. Shakespeare Zumafumatumi, their leader, is like most Zimbabweans. He farms a small plot of land on a former native reserve that is rapidly turning to desert.
We don't have any good land for most of we Africans. We have been plowing on a certain place for so many years. Now crops are no more growing.
Fumatumi is contemptuous of the court order to evacuate the farms, and like most of the veterans, promises violent resistance if the order is enforced.
This court order in Harare did it for the sake of the white people. But what happened in 1890? Where were they, these court orders? Did they come and say these white settlers should go? They were invaders. We are actually taking back our land, and these court orders have no power of taking us out of this land. We are prepared to die.
The war veterans started occupying the farms 3 weeks ago after voters defeated a new constitution proposed by President Mugabe. The proposal would have allowed the government to confiscate white farms without providing compensation. Almost everyone here believes Mugabe personally ordered the occupation of the farms. Chenjerai Hunsvi is chairman of the War Veterans Association. He doesn't deny widespread allegations that the war veterans are being directed by President Mugabe's party, known as ZANU-PF. On this day, Hunsvi visits party headquarters, where scores of veterans are given marching orders. Government and party trucks then drive the veterans to designated farms.
I am ZANU-PF. We formed the ZANU-PF ourselves, and it is our creation. And if they say we are sent by ZANU-PF, we are sending ourselves.
Many Zimbabweans are critical of the farm invasions. Some are using grassroots meetings like this one in St. Luke's Anglican Church in Harare to denounce the takeovers. Most Zimbabweans support a redistribution of the land, but President Mugabe's opponents condemn his tactics, especially his refusal to enforce the court order to remove the veterans from the farms. Mugabe says as long as the veterans remain peaceful, as they largely have, he won't move against them. John Mukumbi heads a national anti-corruption group.
It is a very unfortunate situation because it again says the head of state himself is not prepared to uphold the Constitution. He is not willing to uphold the rule of law. He is himself promoting anarchy.
Back on his massive farm, Pierce Nickel proudly points to some new buildings and equipment. Despite all the turmoil around him, Nickel is not planning to go anywhere anytime soon.
We're talking about this farm turning over plus or minus $28 million a year. We have some of the most sophisticated equipment, all imported, all paid for. I am a fourth generation Zimbabwean farmer. I come from an ancestry of eight generations of farmers. So it's very much part of my blood, and I'm prepared to defend that.
Despite the bravado, Nickel and Zimbabwe's other commercial white farmers may be facing an inevitable sharing of the land. With virtually all political factions here supporting some form of land reform, even farmers like David Hasluck, the president of the Farmers Union, acknowledged the old days are gone forever.
As a white man in black Africa and a Zimbabwean, I can't see my children having the privileges that I had on a sustainable basis, and we've got to realize that.
But for the time being, the standoff on Zimbabwe's farms continues. The farm owners have returned to court to try again to force an eviction of the squatters, but whether President Mugabe will honor another court order is anyone's guess. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Harare.